Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, this is Linda Cohn from ESPN, and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
ML Sports Platter, back with you. Remember having Linda Cohn on a few years ago? That was a fun interview. We're all brought to you by our good friends at Bonnet Sales and Service. Hey, if your garage door fails, call Bonnet Sales and Service. BonnetSalesAndService.com, servicing all of Central New York if you're in and around the area. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well, to our friends from Rosie's Corner, Welch & Company Jewelers, and Camillus Golf Club. Make sure that you get your 2024 membership today to Camillus Golf Club. Camillus Golf Club, the official golf course of the ML Sports Platter. So I wanted to break down in this episode the wide receiver group in the NFL draft, which it right now is set up to be, and we've had a couple of these historic ones, but, you know, it's really setting up to be maybe the best. And I know that we've said that a lot. I'm not living in the moment. I'm not living in hyperbole. I'm not living in, you know, clicks and dicks. I'm not living in that. I don't live in that world. I just don't. I'm so tired of it, honestly. But the group is, you cannot ignore the skills and the talent. And I feel like the quarterback position, guys come in earlier and earlier and earlier in the league. What I mean by that is not from an age standpoint, from a skill standpoint, and from a preparedness standpoint. They come in so quick, so fast, so ready. So skilled, so talented. It's banana land, right? And so I think when you look at it, it probably starts at that, you know, early high school level, even in middle school, when they start learning these wild playbooks. I mean, if you listen to the Dan Orlovskys and the Daniel Jeremiahs and these people who really, really, really know their stuff, the Athletic Football Podcast, all those guys, that's a great show. You know, they'll talk about the middle school, high school sort of development, how fast it goes. And then if you're a Marvin Harrison Jr. as a sophomore, you're basically already playing at a freshman college level in high school. Think about that. I've heard that before. A lot of these guys go into their freshman, sophomore, junior years in high school, and they're like basically college ready. Now, they might not be Ohio State ready, but they're college ready. Some of them still are. Marvin Harrison Jr. probably was, right? So it's terrifying. Let's rip through, you know, the top guys. There's a bunch of guys in this draft. Marvin Harrison Jr., to me, is the best wide receiver, but it's not a landslide. It's not him and everybody else. That's how good Malik Nabers of LSU is. That's how good Roma Dunze is. Harrison is unreal one-on-one. He's so good at route running, so good at leverage and release, so good at yak. He tracks the ball. Big target, sure hands, body control, 50-50 balls, red zone incredible, and he's got a good feel how to attack the zone. He can kill you one-on-one. There is nothing you can do to defend him. He's unbelievable. And I don't like to use can't miss because I've used it a lot of times before. A lot of people have, and you get burned on it. But if I had to pick can't miss in this draft, he's number one. He's number one over everybody. All the wideouts, Caleb Williams, all the, you know, really good guards and tackles over everybody. I mean, it's just 6'4", 210, like, wow factor. Just yowzers. But I don't think it's him and everybody else because I think Malik Nabers is really, really good. I think anybody who gets these guys is going to have a surefire, a number one guy to throw it to immediately who can kill you, stretch the field, red zone, you name it, they can do it. You name it, they can do it. Bottom line. Malik Nabers is a dude. 6 foot, 205. LSU's all-time leader in receptions and receiving yards. He's an explosive dude, and he is a nightmare out of the slot. Absolutely a nightmare. Quick pass over the middle, can gain first down. You want to stretch the field and send him out in the middle? Great. You want to cheat and do some different things, set him up on the other side of the field with a stack bunch, you can do that. You want to put him in a stack bunch and put him in the slot? You can do that. You want to go, oh, you want to try the boundary? You can do that. He separates. He works the deep middle. He's unbelievable after the catch. All these guys are unbelievable after the catch. And his instincts. He's an instinct dude, with open field running ability, top end speed, and flash. I mean, he's tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers were a treat to watch at LSU. Flat out, a treat. One more guy will take a timeout, and I'll hit some of the others as well. Roma Dunze, love him. Love him. 6'4", 215, big game player like everybody else. The thing is, the top three guys, and really a couple of more in this draft, even a Brian Thomas Jr., who I'll get to, and a couple others like Xavier Worthy, Wright Mitchell. A lot of these guys have big game ability. Big stage, bright lights, 80,000, catch it. You can't stop me. Can't stop me. Right? Like that's the pedigree we're dealing with here, right? They all have that in common. Odunze, long stride, speed, stretch, open field, hand eye, ridiculous. Looks really natural, right? Super strong kid. You saw him in the college football playoff. You saw him in arguably the best conference in football, which is no more. 50-50 balls, tremendous. And he's great at the leverage. Awesome balance. If you see him go up and get the 50-50 ball, he will sink his lower body in and then get out of the break and bust it. Tremendous talent. So those are the top three. I would go in order: Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and Roma Dunze. However, I do not think it is a blowaway number one and then everybody else in terms of Marvin Harrison Jr. I think all of these guys, all of them, okay, are going to be stars in the NFL. Stars. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is coming off the board first. I think he's going to the Cardinals. I think the Bears, Commanders, and Patriots are going quarterback. The Cardinals will go wide receiver. Right? The Chargers, who knows? Giants are going to go quarterback or wide receiver. So I don't know where that other, you know, those other, you know, kind of the other two guys, you know, how quickly they land. I mean, the Chargers are probably going to go wide receiver too, right? Because they need guys after, you know, the departure of multiple players, including Keenan Allen. So I would think it would be receiver, receiver 4 and 5. And maybe it's receiver for the Giants as well. It just depends on what they want to do in terms of deciding about, you know, Daniel Jones and everything else. But it's going to be receiver galore. It's going to be quarterback receiver galore in like the first, you know, gosh, 10, 11, 12, 13 picks. It really is. Because these guys are great. And there's a need. How about that? Yeah. ML Sports Platter, we'll get to the other wide receivers in this draft. Coming up next, we're brought to you by Stanley Law Offices, Welch & Company Jewelers, and our awesome friend, Brian Conboy of MassMutual New York State, man. Tax-efficient retirement planning. You can go with Brian today at advisors.massmutual.com. That's advisors.massmutual.com. Tax-efficient retirement planning today with Brian Conboy of MassMutual, MassMutual New York State. I got to tell you, I mean, we have our plan for our future. Really sat down and looked at a lot of things that's good for our kids. Every step of life is a little different, right? You're engaged, you look at the financial plans, you kind of sign up and think. You get married, you change it a little bit. You have a kid, you tweak it, change it a little bit, right? Like things change, money changes, world changes, inflation changes. We did the right thing thanks to Brian Conboy. So excited to be with him. Brian Conboy, MassMutual New York State, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. And also a tip of the cap thank you to friends of the program, Daryl Abert, Bob Lindsley, and the Swan and Whitaker families. How about the rest of the wide receivers in the 2024 NFL draft? That is coming up next. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props today. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head on over to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Hey, friends of the ML Sports Platter, you know what? There is no such thing as downtime here on the show. Even during the various off seasons, I'm thinking about free agent signing, signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. St. Bonaventure University kickstarted my journalism career. They have a long-standing reputation for training award-winning journalists like Woj from ESPN and Mike Vaccaro at the New York Post. Back when we all got our degrees, we attended SBU's campus in upstate New York. These days, you can earn your Master of Arts in Sports Journalism from the comfort of your home. Visit sbujournalism.com. That's sbujournalism.com to learn how students follow high professional standards while telling nuanced stories about the sports we love. Schedule some time with one of their super helpful enrollment advisors to guide you through their course content, program outcomes, and where the program could lead you. You'll not only learn from experienced faculty, but also accomplished alums who shaped the program. You don't need any writing or broadcasting experience to apply, and there's no application fee or GMAT requirement. The program is entirely online and can be completed in less than 2 years. How about that? What are you waiting for? Head on over to sbujournalism.com today to learn more. That's sbujournalism.com. ML Sports Platter back with you as we look at the wide receiver class. 2024 should be a historic one for sure, and we're brought to you by Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare and Trey Waluski of Under Armour Golf. So again, the first three, I think Marvin Harrison Jr., then you go Malik Nabers, you go Roma Dunze from Ohio State, LSU, and Washington, respectively. Then I think it's basically about need, right? It's about fit. It's about where you land and all the rest. All these guys are incredibly talented, and they bring a very, 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 very solid skill set. There's no question about it. You can't go wrong with like the next six, seven guys I'm about to talk about, like literally, right? Georgia transfer, Adonai Mitchell from Texas, right? Explosive, huge speed, 4.3, 4.40, smooth transition upfield, pulls away, great player, elevates well. He's a first-round pick, no question about it. He should go mid to late first, if not higher. Body control, flash, route running, and he could excel in like a ridiculous offense. Brian Thomas Jr., go up and get it, guy. 6'4", 210. Led FBS in receiving touchdowns in 2023 with 17. Huge target, wide catching radius, great control, wins release, smooth transition upfield. He's got all the skill sets, all of it. A lot of these guys have the five tools as a receiver. They really do. How about Xavier Leggett? You want to talk about big target, big size dude, 6'2", 225? Yeah. By the way, he ran a 4.3940 at the combine. Good God. He's got the blend of size and speed. He's a big average per catch guy, 17.7. Body control, outstanding high point, jump balls, great instincts. He's got it all. Ladd McConkey from Georgia, and by the way, South Carolina with Xavier Leggett, he's just like all these other guys. 70,000 to 80,000 fans, big stage. Every game is a Super Bowl. Every game. Huge player. Anybody would be excited to get him. Anybody. Ladd McConkey, interesting player here because he's a shifty guy. He's 6 foot 190. And I think you could place him. He's an overall rank of 7 in the wide receiver class, 29 overall rank as a player. But he could get into that top 5, top 10 rank if he goes, again, to the right spot. A lot of this is like the quarterback position, where you land. You do your 50%, where am I going? Who's the OC? What's the system? Who's the QB? Do we have consistency? Do we have good ownership? Do we have a good GM? Do I have a healthy offensive line? But if McConkey goes to the right place, and we know he's got the big-time work ethic and background, he could be an unbelievable fit for somebody. Unbelievable fit. Incredible. Like, what happens if the Tennessee Titans were to trade down, start stockpiling picks, and you grab him in a later spot in the first round or early second? It's a steal. It's a steal. So that's what I'm talking about. Xavier Worthy, wide receiver, ultra-talented, no doubt about it. 5'11", 165, shifty, but you got to use him the right way. Keon Coleman, big guy, right? Big target, 6'4", 220, Florida State. He's smooth. But he's a boomer bust kind of guy. He really is. Boomer bust. He makes defenders miss. He'll give you, you know, as a former basketball player, he'll give you 10 and 150, and then he'll give you 3 and 28, and you'll go, what the hell happened? Led the ACC in touchdown catches. He's a tough matchup, but you need that consistency. He's great in the red zone, though. Great in the red zone. Then you got Ricky Pearsall from Florida, Troy Franklin from Oregon, Roman Wilson from Michigan, Brendan Rice from USC, Jalen McMillan from Washington, Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky. I think Javon Baker's a sneaky guy from UCF. But again, the thing is if you don't get the top 10 or 12 dudes, you have like in the third or fourth round, there's going to be ridiculous players available. I mean, if I'm someone in the third round and I need a receiver still, or a second receiver, and I can get a Cornelius Johnson from Michigan, yeah, please sign me up. Johnny Wilson from Florida State. This class is elite. It's deep. It's talented. The skill sets are ridiculous. And you never know how the draft works. Because of where you land, you could be a Jalen Polk from Washington, and your career could turn out better than your teammates, Rome Odunze. I don't think that that will be the case, but what happens if Javon Baker from UCF or a Jalen Polk or a Devontae Walker from Carolina, who I like a lot, what happens if those guys end up in better spots eventually? Because remember, wide receivers who get picked high are also going to teams that aren't as good. That is a concern as well. ML Sports Platter here, brought to you by our good friends at Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward, and a tip of the cap thank you to Byrne Dairy, CH Insurance, and Bowers & Company CPAs. I'll wrap up the wide receiver class for the 2024 draft coming up next on the MLSP.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
ML Sports Platter back with you. Make sure you head on over to Byrne Dairy and gas up your vehicle at participating locations. Sign up for the rewards program. Oh, and coffee and donuts on your way into work as well. It is all at Byrne Dairy. It's all good. Tip of the cap, thank you as well to Brewerton Ace Hardware and our friends at Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company. So, if you're a team and you're in the first, second, third, fourth, fifth round and you've got these draft picks, you're probably not going to go wrong. I think a couple of sneaky guys, again, could be like a Marcus Rezemi Jaxaint from Georgia. Don't love a lot of Bub Means. I think he might be a, you know, three or four option on a team from Pittsburgh, but he's a go-up-and-get-it kind of guy as well. And again, right situation, right? Like, look what the Kansas City Chiefs have done. Plug and play, you trade Tyreek Hill, no problem, win two Super Bowls. Plug and play, put the right guys in. You know you have the football house built. You have Reed, you have Mahomes. And maybe it's time for the Chiefs, right? Every year they change the flavor of ice cream in the dynasty and they continue to win, just like the Patriots used to do. Maybe it's time for the Chiefs to go into, you know, with their late first round pick. I mean, who knows? They could draft out of that as well. But like the Kansas City Chiefs, because of the Super Bowl champs, they have the 32nd pick. All right, maybe later in the draft, whenever they pick second round, 32nd overall, again, right? Maybe what you want to do, 32nd, you know, overall in the third round as well, wherever they pick. I don't care where it is. Maybe what you do is in the third round or wherever, fourth round, 31st, right? On it goes. That third, fourth round area, you know, go get a wide receiver who has to go up and get his skills. Just go get him. You know, because the flavor of ice cream continues to change. That's one thing they haven't had. Sure, they've had Travis Kelce, but I'm talking about a big, mobile, agile, go up and get it, trapeze artist wide receiver. A big time dude with size. What if they went out and got a Cornelius Johnson to add to the repertoire? They're going to have to get more people anyway. They're going to keep developing the offense. That's the beauty of Andy Reid and Mahomes. They have, you know, wide receivers and running backs. And I think I said Pacheco earlier, but I brought him up because he can catch it out of the backfield. He's a Swiss Army knife kind of guy. But we've seen the Kansas City Chiefs lose Tyreek Hill. And, you know, it just does not matter. They keep on winning. He's the X factor in the NFL. He's the ultimate, most dangerous X factor. So when you look at their team, you know, they've been able to weather the storm with the Sky Moores and with the, you know, Isaiah Pacheco's catching out of the backfield, right? And the Rashee Rice. Like they've, you know, Kadarius Toney's, those kind of players. But they don't have a go up and get it kind of guy. That might be a part of the new flavor of ice cream this year. So this wide receiver class is elite. It's led by the big three. And I can't wait to see where everybody goes. It's going to be a lot of fun. ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our great friends over at Burn Dairy, CH Insurance, and Welch & Company Jewelers. Shop the showcase at WelchJewelers.com. That's WelchJewelers.com. Welch & Company Jewelers is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. And how about our friend from Trey Waluski of Under Armour Golf? Keep telling people about Trey and what he has to offer, of course. But you can buy golf and other apparel direct from Trey and get your gear wholesale. No middleman markup. You can email him at TreyPGASales@gmail.com. He's a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. That's TreyPGASales@gmail.com. Get a hold of Trey Waluski today. A proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Not everyone has the experience and passion we do to fight for every client. We know they're counting on us to protect their families, employees, businesses, and themselves, and to be there when they need us with five-star local service. The big guys just don't have our local independence or commitment to offering the best value and choice of insurance programs. Choice, competitive pricing, and five-star service. That's CH Insurance. In your corner. Every day, every way.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a five-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.